The music of Richard Strauss and his longing for the end of things in the third of his four last songs. It was sung by Diana Damrau with the harpist Xavier de Maistre. And they're appearing, or were appearing, at this year's Schubertiad in Schwarzenberg in a recital which was given at the festival in the Angelika Kaufmann Hall in August this year. You can hear more from the festival from Tuesday onwards here on Radio 3. On Tuesday, the Belcher Quartet plays Mozart. On Wednesday, they're going to be joined by the soprano Mia Persson and the pianist Roger Vignoles to perform a selection of songs by Schubert. Christian Tetzlaff and Klaus Vogt are also on the bill, and many more besides. You can hear them in our lunchtime concerts Tuesday to Friday this week from 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, of course, we're live at Wigmore Hall in London to hear the Atos Trio playing piano trios by Haydn and Dvorak. You can hear that tomorrow lunchtime, just after the 1 o'clock news. This is Radio 3. Choral Evensong at 3 comes from Paisley Abbey this afternoon. And then at 4, Tim Rees-Evans delves into the music of the 2013 European-wide Let the People Sing competition. That's in our edition of The Choir at 4 o'clock this afternoon here on Radio 3. But next, the Early Music Show. It's introduced by Lucy Skeeping.
Was I Flautisti playing last weekend high up in the gallery of St Bartholomew's Church in Brighton. And high up they most certainly were, because St Bartholomew's Church is claimed to have the tallest nave of any parish church in Britain. It rises up in red brick, a massive 135 feet high. And although it never won any prizes for architecture, its acoustics are perfect for early music. And it's a regular venue for the Brighton Early Music Festival. We've just heard part of the opening sequence of the festival's club night. The idea is to gather together some of the brightest and best of today's younger generation of early musicians and hear them performing from various places around the church. Besides I Flautisti, the performers included the Little Baroque Company, the Sackbut Quartet Il Nuovo Chiaroscuro, and singers Esther Brazil and Greg Skidmore. The event was hosted by the recorder player Piers Adams, so we'll let him introduce most of the rest of today's programme. And we start with more from I Flautisti. We heard them just now in dance music, the Passo Mezzo Moderne by Diego Ortiz. Now for something a little more sombre. It's by another Spanish composer, Antonio de Cabezón. Tiento Primo Tono, number 10.
Thank you. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this, the annual club night here at Brighton Early Music Festival, which was opened there by the wonderful recorders of I Flautisti up on the balcony performing Renaissance music from Spain. And it's the start of what will be hopefully a wonderful and enjoyable evening for everybody. We've got five bands in total. That's some 22 musicians, and they'll be mixing up as well as playing together in their own formations. All of what I can now call, as I approach my 50th birthday, the younger generation. Is that correct? You're all younger than me, I know. Now, this is Build a Club Night, which means, as you probably guessed from that, it's going to be a little bit less formal than a regular classical concert. I see some of you have already taken up residence here on the floor, which is great. Anyone else who wishes to do that, please do so. Actually, one thing I should say on the subject of how we're going to do this evening, the informality. The idea of a formal concert is something which really only came about after all of this music was written. And in the olden days, generally speaking, performances were much more rowdy affairs, and there are reports of audience members variously either lying prostrate on the floor in ecstasy listening to the music, or else up and about drinking, dancing, gambling, throwing projectiles at other members of the audience, even breaking into sword fights occasionally, or fornicating up in the boxes somewhere. So we will encourage quite a lot of the above tonight. So moving on from Renaissance Spain, we're now we're staying in roughly the same era. We're going to move over to the main stage over here for a cantata, an early song from an opera by Claudio Monteverdi, of course, the great turn of the 17th century composer. And this comes from the Coronation of Poppea. And I promise you, lust and passion, well, that's what you get in this particular song. It tells the story of the Emperor Nero, who decides to replace the lovely Ottavia on the throne with a greedy and ambitious woman, Poppea, with whom he has fallen in love or lust or whatever. And this is a song which Ottavia, the queen, sings when she realizes exactly what's going on between her husband and that woman.
Nerone, Nerone è Thank you.
Well, that was the amazing sound of four sackbuts playing together, something you're not likely to hear every day of your life, I guess. And that was Il Nuovo Chiaroscuro. And I will ask them now to get off their sackbuts and come down to the main... Sorry about that, I had to say it. Come down to the main stage. But whilst they're doing so, we're going to hear some music by one of the original singer-songwriters. This is the Leonard Cohen of his day, a man obsessed with melancholy and misery. John Dowland, lutenist at Queen Elizabeth I's court, also at the Danish royal court, who really managed to write on this subject of misery just so very, very well. He was obviously obsessed by it, although he was apparently quite a laugh down the pub as well, but anyway. So I suggest you all sit back, relax, and let yourselves bathe in a sea of Elizabethan melancholy.
Thank you.
two characteristically mournful songs by John Dowland, In Darkness Let Me Dwell and Flow My Tears. Greg Skidmore and Esther Brazil were the singers, with lutenist Toby Carr and Alison Kinder on the bass file. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, having a rather an easy time of it today as the recorder player Piers Adams hosts the Brighton Early Music Festival's Club Night, recorded last weekend at St Bartholomew's Church in Brighton. Still to come, another appearance of the Sackbuts of Il Nuovo Chiaroscuro in a motet by Heinrich Schütz and a cantata by Jean-Philippe Rameau. But first, a violin sonata by Heinrich Ignaz von Bieber. It's played by the Little Baroque Company. Helen Kruger on violin, Poppy Walshaw on cello, Tom Foster playing the harpsichord, and Toby Carr, this time playing the lute's larger cousin, the theorbo. In the concert, Helen Kruger described the piece as wacky, and you'll soon hear why. Here's Bieber's Sonata No. 3 in F major.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now we're back to the main stage, another vocal number now, another tale of passion, of course. Here we have Greg Skidmore, baritone, singing the cantata by Jean-Philippe Rameau from France, called Thétis. It's a sort of mythological tale about the very beautiful sea nymph Thétis, who is fancied by two of the greatest gods in the pantheon, Neptune and Jupiter, who vie with displays of godly bravado for her attention. And thus the cantata is divided into three parts. First of all, Neptune summons up a mighty wind. That's the first part of this. Don't take that the wrong way. But he summons up a mighty sea wind to try and impress her, following which Jupiter responds with thunder and lightning and so on. And that's the second section. The third section of the song, as Thétis is unimpressed by all of this bravado, and instead falls for a mere mortal man called Peleus, who is, I believe, an accountant from Worthing or some such. Well, in a modern-day version, anyway. So here we go, Rameau.
En ce moment, au gré de sa fureur, devant un dieu pressé la violence, l'océan soulevé jusque aux cieux s'élance, et l'Olympe frappé d'une soudaine horreur anime Jupiter. face, pas armée du secours, sans poudre vengeur.
L'amour seul vous dérange.
Well, we're pretty much at the end of a truly extraordinary evening of music making. I hope you've all enjoyed yourselves. Good to know. You've certainly been a very well-behaved audience, if I may say so. So here we are, the final piece by Schutz. A big thank you to all of the performers. We have in this work members of Il Nuovo Chiaroscuro and the Little Baroque Company. We have Greg and Esther singing the lead. We have Helen on the violin, Tom on the organ there, Toby on the theorbo, Alison on the viol. Final work by Schutz is called Domine Labia Mea Aperuit. And this will bring this wonderful evening to a close. So from me, thank you very much and good night, and hope you enjoy the final work.
a motet by Heinrich Schütz, bringing to an end the club night at the Brighton Early Music Festival, which was recorded last weekend at St Bartholomew's Church in Brighton. And we've got more from the Brighton Early Music Festival in next week's Early Music Show, with Renaissance songs and popular tunes performed by the group Philomel. So I hope you'll join us next Sunday at 2 o'clock.
The Early Music Show was introduced by Lucy Skeeping. The producers were Les Pratt and Roger Short. And don't forget, you can be part of the Early Music Show Club by downloading podcast versions of many of the previous editions of the programme from the Radio 3 website. Next on Radio 3 this afternoon, Choral Evensong from Paisley Abbey. It was first broadcast live here on Radio 3 last Wednesday, when Dr. George McPhee, whose responses we're going to hear in the service, was celebrating 50 years as director of music. The canticles were composed by Kenneth Leighton in 1959 for the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, and the anthem is Robert Ashfield's setting of Lionel Johnson's 1895 poem The Fair Chivalry, which is based on words from the Book of Revelation and commissioned for the 1949 Southwark Diocesan Choral Festival. The service opens now with an introit by Ernest Bullock, a former professor of music at Glasgow University. Give us the wings of faith.
We extend a warm welcome to Paisley Abbey, as this year we celebrate the 850th anniversary of the founding of the Abbey in 1163.
Save us.
O Lord, hear
Psalms 147 to 150.